This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A Dallas nurse has become the first person to contract the deadly Ebola virus inside the United States. Uh-oh. Health officials now are scrambling to figure out just how this happened.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 13th. It's Columbus Day. Banks and mail delivery. No, not today so much.
Oh, yeah?
And also, a lot of people are out today. So if you... You wake up and go into the office and nobody's there. It means that they're observing Columbus Day, which would be here at Reach Media.
We're observing Columbus?
Well, not on this floor.
Yeah, but.
Not in this particular. Yeah.
But the Reach is.
Yes, absolutely. Right. More than 100 protesters staged a sit-in at a Quick Trip at a gas station in St. Louis near the site of a police-involved shooting last week, prompting officers in riot gear to arrest nearly 20 people. It was the first time that any demonstration had taken into any demonstrators had been taken into custody, which had been has been branded Ferguson October. Just before noon yesterday, St. Louis police say that they had made 17 arrests for unlawful assembly in a parking lot on the Quick Trip premises. The police chief took to Twitter to accuse the demonstrators of throwing rocks at police officers. There were no reports of injuries or property damage. As you heard, the deadly Ebola virus has been contracted by someone inside the United States. A nurse who has worn protective gear during her extensive contact at a Dallas hospital with the Ebola patient who died last week after testing positive during his stay here in Dallas. She has tested positive during a preliminary blood test. The woman had on the gown, the gloves, the mask, and a shield during her multiple visits with Thomas Eric Duncan. And they say there, however, was a breach in protocol. And she is a nurse.
What was the breach?
And that's what they're, once again, they're looking at, just like with the nurse's assistant in Spain, they're saying it may have taken place as she was taking off the protective gear. They did confirm the results yesterday, making this the first known transmission of Ebola in the United States and the second diagnosis in the country.
So will she get the medication that the CDC has for their people?
Well, apparently they have run out of that, which they had before.
Oh, that's
which
what they said.
Yeah, the ZMAP. But they say because it was such an early diagnosis that her chances are far greater than they were for Thomas Duncan.
Okay, once again, they say they don't know what the breach was, how she
contracted the disease, what
she was in contact with.
Right, because she did have on all the protective gear. They said it could have taken place as she was removing the gear.
And this is the same thing the lady in Spain said.
Yeah. The nurse's
assistant. And then she took that back and said, well, maybe I put my hand in my face.
Yeah. I mean, there's
well,
all kinds
you
of...
You could touch him with the gear and take the gear off and then catch it, huh?
ISIS fighters are standing on the verge of victory on two fronts as poorly equipped local forces do their best to resist their advances. The Islamic extremists set to take a key Syrian town along the Turkish border and an entire province on Baghdad's doorstep. On Sunday, the leader of a U.S. military efforts to fight ISIS in Iraq says the terror group has come within 15 miles of the Baghdad airport. Well, hacking is here to stay. The ice cream and fast food chain Dairy Queen is the latest retailer to reveal a hack in its customer data. They announced last week that hackers may have gained access to customer names, credit and debit card numbers, and expiration dates at some 395 stores between August and October. They say they have fixed the malware problem. And for parents whose kids use Snapchat, Snapchat has been hacked. A 13-gigabyte database of Snapchat photos that users thought had been deleted released by hackers.
Oh, boy.
Who have been collecting the files for years.
But and they delete. I guess they don't.
It doesn't.
They're in the cloud, huh?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness.
And for those of
There's some nervous folks out there.
Very nervous. And parents, too.
Anybody nervous? Anybody?
And they should be. And especially the younger ones.
What do you have out there in your cloud?
They say that they have at least 100,000, maybe even double that, of the images that they thought had been deleted.
Snapchat. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are what you got. Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.